This is Taylor Report, CIT 89.5 FM, and in the time remaining, we must talk about the we'll work from the proverb, the tongue turns always to the aching tooth. Now, it's been 2 weeks that our foreign minister, Chrystia Freeland, was asked the question. And by the way, it was a softball question. There's a, if you read John Helmer, Dances with Bears, go to the site. He says that the question was asked by Mr. Fife of the Globe and Mail, and he thinks it was a what they call a manager's question. It was already understood the question was coming. The question suggested that Chrystia Freeland is a victim of a Russian smear. And then her ready answer was, well, you see, this is part of the overall Russian attack on all of us, the disinformation. And we, of course, cannot and should not be fooled by this. But the core of the question is, it had to do with her grandfather. And now, when other reporters said, well, would she just answer the question, was her grandfather, who was he a Nazi collaborator? You hear those words? Nazi collaborator. Was he or was he not? And when they tried to be asked that question, her spokesperson said, listen, when these things come up, consider the source. All right. Thank you very much. I love being patronized by, you know, the assistants. The assistants have been doing a lot of talking. She has not. All right. The sources are your grandfather. How about that for an answer? Sitting in the Alberta archives are 25 boxes. Who kept those boxes? What's in them? They were his boxes. Mikhail Chumiak belonged to him. What do they contain? A Nazi newspaper. A Nazi collaborationist paper. They would never let him in, be a Nazi because he's not the right, not Aryan enough. He never got that. But he could be a collaborator. He could hang on to their boots. He kept 25 boxes. I don't know when those boxes arrive, but in those boxes are his work. Now, since she's not talking, I want to speculate. He never said, I'm ashamed of anything in these boxes. So I assume he might have been proud of what was in those boxes. I'm permitted to do that because Ms. Freeland doesn't choose to answer the question of who he was. She has told us that he was a refugee. Well, that's been challenged by others who say he seems to have been employed in the city of Krakow as the editor of a paper called Krakow News, a Ukrainian language paper in the Polish city of Krakow under the supervision of a Nazi. And he was that paper wasn't weak. It was a strong pro-Nazi paper. That seems to be the record. Listen, Ms. Freeland, nobody wants to put words in your mouth. What we're noticing is there are no words. All you have is a bunch of assistants and a bunch of people out running interference for you. So it's very simple. Just say what you think of Grandpa. And if we're all wrong, we'd be delighted to hear about it. But he doesn't seem to have been... I don't think the word refugee quite gets it. He was working for a paper in Lvov, Western Ukraine. It was called Action. It must have been an interesting paper, DILO, 1934. It was called Action. Then when the Germans entered Poland, he moved to Krakow. So as they came east, he ran into their arms, one might say, apparently. Now, Ms. Freeland could clear all this up. She always has to help us out here, a little help. But personally, and for the Taylor Report, I'm saying, listen, somebody owes us a little bit of an explanation. Because here's what's happened. If the foreign policy has gone off the rails. We have a foreign policy because people say, well, she's very smart and she really knows Ukraine. Therefore, she's ideal. No, no, no. She appears in her writing to be a Ukrainian nationalist. And that's okay, provided we get everything clear, because some of the people that are now being lauded in Ukraine, and I'm not going to say all of Ukraine, but in Kiev and Lvov, are people such as Stepan Bandera. See, now, look, that's a Canadian problem because the Polish government doesn't like Mr. Bandera. Mr. Bandera, together under the Nazis, working in collaboration with them, killed Poles, a lot of Poles. They were civilians, by the way. I'm not talking about soldiers, although he killed some of those too. By the way, he also killed a lot of Ukrainians who didn't agree with him. She wrote when they had the Maidan coup. A coup means that you seize government power without any by non-parliamentary means, and then you call yourself the Ukrainian government. And she says that is the Ukrainian government. I have a problem with that. They had an elected leader from the party of regions. He was a leader. He had signed an agreement saying we're going to have a new election because people are upset that people are in the streets in Kyiv, by the way, not in all of Ukraine. So we're being told there's only one Ukraine. That's the one of this small group. And that's where there's a big problem because this small group wants to name streets after Mr. Bandera. This is pertinent to her grandfather because Mr. Bandera is a peer contemporary of Mr. Bandera. And that's a problem with Poland. That's not a problem, I said this before, with Russia. And lastly, I just want to say on this issue, I don't like the smear. People say, oh, you're pro-Russia or you're anti-this. Listen, I'm not anti anybody, as a matter of fact. And that's what the people trying to push us around with the Freeland story are trying to do. They want to make us anti. I don't agree to be anti. I'm not anti-Russian. I'm not anti-Ukrainian. And the Ukrainians have a problem with each other because those at Maidan, they decided they were going to just take power and call themselves Ukraine. And then she wrote a piece called We're All Ukrainians. I got news for you, Ms. Freeland. We're not all Ukrainians. And there are plenty of Ukrainians don't like your pals in Kyiv. And so we need a Canadian foreign minister who thinks rationally and is not so close to the story that her brain doesn't work. Anyway, this is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. We'll see you next week.